This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jumma Mubarak to all of you. So we have another guest, Khatib, today. But even though he's guest, he's from Atlanta. He's the Imam of the Masjid Sumayya. I hope many of you know, Masjid Sumayya is one of our new musallas that was established a few months ago, right? A few months ago. It's in Norcross. Peachtree Corner, okay. So inshallah, this is Dr. Asad, and he is our khatib today, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All the praise is due to Allah, who seeks His forgiveness, His guidance, and we bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad is His final messenger. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad. Dear brothers and sisters, servant of Allah, I recommend myself anew with the taqwa of Allah, God consciousness, righteousness, fearing Allah, bewaring of Him in ourselves, in our families, in our deeds, in our sayings, and in all aspects of our lives. And we should know that the best of the speech is the speech of Allah, which is the Quran. And the best of the guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is his sunnah. And any innovations in the matters of religions and misguidance, and every misguidance is in the fire, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. أما بعد، يقول تعالى في كتابه الكريم: سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع العليم. Translation of the meaning of this ayah. Allah says, glorified and exalted Allah, who took His servant, which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the journey of the Isra, from Masjid al-Haram ila Masjid al-Aqsa, to the Aqsa Masjid, whose surrounding we blessed. Allah said, has blessed the surrounding of Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. In the land, all the land around Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah says, بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ. Allah has blessed the land around Masjid al-Aqsa, which is the land of Palestine, Philistine, all the blessed land that Allah has put. And Allah, starting with this, when you talk about the Isra, about taking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this journey, starting by سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي, Allah exalting Himself, glorifying Himself, and wanting to glorify Him for this journey, this great journey that Allah took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The question, brothers and sisters, is that there is a message and there is a reason here why Allah took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this journey from Mecca to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, to Jerusalem, Al-Quds, into Palestine. And then from there He takes him to heaven. Allah is capable of taking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Mecca all the way to heavens. It's not hard. If I'm doing a trip and there is a city on my way, I have to go through it. But for Allah, there's nothing hard. Could take him from Mecca directly there. But that stop in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Palestine, Allah is sending a message for all of us. There's a reason for it. And maybe nowadays we know the reason. We know why Allah has done that for us. Why took the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first to stop in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Take him first to Palestine. And not only that, that he gathered all the Prophet and the messengers in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as their imam. There's a reason why Allah gathered all the Prophet and the messengers. The only place on earth that all the Prophet and messengers were gathered together with Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Palestine, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam their imam, to show this is the last religion, this is a blessed land, this is the land for all the Muslims, this is a land for not a land for the Palestinian, this is a blessed land for all the Muslims. It's called all the Prophet and the messengers gathered there, and with the last Prophet, last messenger, is leading them that this is a Muslim land, this is a land for everybody. Palestine is a waqf Islami. It's an Islamic waqf for every single Muslim on this earth. That's the reason why Allah has sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to them. And from there, from that blessed place, from that holy place, Allah raised him up with this great journey to heavens. And we know the story and the incident, just the detail, without talking about the details of it. That great meeting of all the Prophet and messengers, the great historical meeting, never happened in history. It happened in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Again, I'm emphasizing this, repeating it, that this is a message from us. Allah is telling us something about this. Palestine is a blessed land for every Muslim. Palestine and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is our first Qibla, as we know. That's why it's a Waqf Islami. That was an Islamic land. That it belongs to every single Muslim throughout history. Palestine is where, as we know, it was mentioned that the Prophet made that Qibla, that has the third holiest place, which is Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. That praying in there, the prayer in there is multiplied by 500 times. It's the masjid, the only third masjid, that you can make an effort to go and visit. The three masajid that we make an effort to shaddu rihal to those three masajid. Al-Masjid Al-Haram with the Kaaba and Masjid Al-Nabawi and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. There is no other masjid that you should try to feel it's more holy or more blessed. And all the other masajid on the world are the same, are the houses of Allah, only those three masajid. And Masjid Al-Aqsa is the third, which is Allah telling us it is a blessed land, it is a land for all the Muslims. It is the place, it's the where Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, where Umar radiallahu anhu, when they were asked to come to take the keys of Al-Quds, he traveled all the way from Medina. He didn't do it for any other city, for any other place that the Muslim conquered. He came all the way to Al-Medina to stop the bloodshed, to take it in a peaceful way. And when he entered the Masjid Al-Aqsa, with the famous story that we all know, he did not pray inside the church. When he entered the church, he did not pray, and he left when it was time for a prayer. And when they asked him, is it not a good place for us? It's not a good place for you to pray in our church. He said, no, because if I pray in the church, the Muslims after me, they will say, our Khalifa prayed here, and they will take it from you. This is the Islamic tolerance of other religions. This is the Islamic respect for other religion, for the practice, that we don't see it nowadays from other religions toward our religion. That's the place when Umar radiallahu anhu, and when the Muslim conquered, they allowed the Jews to come back and practice in Jerusalem, to practice their religion. They did not do that before. They were not allowed under the Romans and under the Christian rule. They were not allowed to practice their religion. But the Muslims at the time when they conquered, they allowed them to come back. This is Palestine. Palestine is the land when the Mughal came and swept the Islamic world. They swept the Islamic, they were defeated in Palestine. That was a battle that if the Muslims lost in Palestine, probably history, the history of Islam and the Muslim would have changed. They were defeated in the land, the blessed land of Palestine. Palestine, where the Crusaders were defeated, it was in Palestine. When the invader French leader, Napoleon Bonaparte, he was defeated in Palestine after he swept the Muslims in the Western area. That's why Allah has blessed this land for all the Muslims. It was blessed for all of us. It's just that many people were invaders, were defeated on this land. Palestine is where Gog and Magog, when they come back, and that's for the future, they'll be defeated in Palestine. When the false Messiah comes, he'll be defeated in Palestine. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Palestine is Ardul Mahshari wal Manshar. Palestine is the land when the resurrection, the gathering on the Day of Judgment, and the resurrection will be in Palestine. That's what we're saying. Palestine is a blessed land for all the Muslims. Al Ardul Mubarakah. In many ayat in the Quran, Allah says this is التي باركنا فيها, or باركنا حولها, or باركناها. Blessed the whole land. This is the land, this is the cause what we are talking about nowadays. It's not the issue of the present that we're talking about. It's not an issue of Muslim or Palestinians or others. The Israelis going after what they call terrorist organization. They should not be deceived and fooled by that. They want to do whatever they want under this deception that they're after a terrorist organization. They were Palestine, the Palestinian issue was way before Hamas even existed, was even before any, it's 1948. Before that, as we said, the Muslims allowed the Jews to come back and practice in Jerusalem. The Prophet ﷺ, when he went to Medina, when he migrated to Medina, he made a treaty with the Jewish tribes there. He made a treaty that he would defend them if they're exposed to any enmity. He would defend them and he would stand up with them. It's not an issue. Our war with them is not with the Jewish people. It's not with the religion of Judaism. And then when the Jews in the early 1900 started migrating to Palestine, the Muslim never persecuted them. The Palestinians let them live there. And they did not even kick them out. When they came with ships, when they came barefoot, when they came naked, when they entered Palestine, they never stopped them. While we know in history, when some Jewish ships came to the United States, they were pushed out and they were not allowed here in the United States. The Palestinians accepted them. The only time when they started having the issues with them, when they start increasing in number, stealing the land of the Palestinians, stealing the land of the Muslims there, trying to take any Islamic thing that take it away, to remove it away. The masajid turned into a place to make wines or wineries or wine stores. When they tried to take al-Masjid al-Aqsa, destroy al-Masjid al-Aqsa, claim that there was a temple there. For the brothers who know with that, with the Ha'it al-Buraq, we're talking about the Isra. With the Ha'it al-Buraq, that the wall of al-Masjid al-Aqsa, where the Prophet ﷺ, when he made that trip, when Allah took him with that journey, he tied that mound, al-Buraq, to the wall, to one of the walls of al-Masjid al-Aqsa. Next to that al-Masjid al-Aqsa, when they took over Jerusalem, there was a neighborhood, and it's known in Palestine, for the people in Palestine, known Haratul Maghariba, the neighborhood of the Moroccan brothers. Those Moroccan brothers, at the time of the Crusaders, they came from Morocco to help fighting the Crusaders. They came to help Salahuddin. And when they came here and helped liberate Jerusalem and Palestine from the Crusader, decided to stay in Jerusalem. And they stayed with everybody there. That's a Muslim land for anybody. But when the occupiers, murderers came and they took over, they wiped out that neighborhood, wiped out completely. They say this is part of their wall, the crying wall. It was wiped out. So the homes of the Palestinian and the Muslims, they were Moroccan, not even originally the Palestinian, has been wiped out since 1948. The persecution and trying to remove anything Islamic out of Palestine has been going since 1948, way before Hamas, way before they claim that our war is going after that. They have been trying to reduce the Palestinian cause from an Islamic cause to an Arab cause to a Middle Eastern cause to a Palestinian cause, and then now to only our issues with Hamas, to make us stay away, not feel for our brothers, not to know the importance of this land, and that's how it's important for every single Muslim, not for the people there. It's not a real state. It's not a fight for a real state. It's as I mentioned in the beginning of the khutbah, it's a waqf Islami. It's an Islamic waqf for every single Muslim in this world, and in a cause for every single Muslim in this world. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. عباد الله اتقوا الله وأطيعوه فيما أمر. وانتهوا عما عنه نهى وزجر. وأخرجوا حب الدنيا من قلوبكم فإنه إذا استولى أسر. As mentioned, brothers, the issue is the issue of a human right, as they call it. The issue of civilians, the issue is our brothers who are civilian, their right. And as we know, I don't want to preach to you, we all know that Islam was the first to bring up the human rights. Islam would recommend Do not kill. Order. Do not kill children. Do not kill women. Do not non-combatant. Do not cut trees. This is something basic to our religion, and we understand it, and we know it, and as the Muslims, we apply it. Some people don't apply it, some people do it, that in spite of Islam and in spite of the issue, but our basic understanding, our basic teachings is we don't kill civilians, we don't kill combatants, we don't kill elderly, we don't kill women, we don't kill children. Having said that, more than 75% of those who died in Palestine recently and throughout history are women and children. So just we know what's our Islam, we know what's our religion, we know what it teaches us. We don't want people to teach us about the human right. It's they the one have, as we all know, they're the double standard out there. What's next? What's next? What do we do for our brothers? I know we have heard a lot, brothers. We have heard a lot of what things we can do. And the first thing we say, the dua, is before the dua, which is very important. But before the dua, is one or two things we have to be careful of. We have to actually think of, just before the dua, if our aqeedah is shaken, Allah will not give us victory. If our aqeedah is shaken, Allah will not give us victory. And our aqeedah is Allah is in control. That nothing happened without Allah's control. That some people's iman may get shaken now. The trust may shaken. Why this is happening there? When Allah is going to give us the victory? And we know, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Allah, but it's up to Him. It's His wisdom when He gives. If our iman start getting weakened because of this, is our iman shaken, the victory will not come to us. The victory will not come. We should have strong faith, and actually, as Allah says in the Quran, as the believers said, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. People, the hypocrite, tell the Muslims, the people gathering, there's a lot of people coming after you. They're gathering after you. They're coming. فَخْشَوْهُمْ, fear them. What was the response of the believer? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, their iman increased. So when the people coming to the seed, iman there increased, and they said, وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. And they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, Allah is sufficient, and He is the best to rely on. If our iman, and that's what Allah gave them the victory. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلِ. When they said that, Allah gave them the ni'mah, and Allah gave them the fadl. So it says, our iman should not be shaken, that before we making dua. Our iman should not be shaken. Our aqeedah, our belief that Allah is in control, it should not be shaken. That Allah is in control and Allah will give the victory the way He wants, the way He decides, the time that He decides for this. And number two is that we have to renew our iman. We have to repent and we have to make istighfar. If we are indulged in sins and in haram, then our dua, how Allah will answer our dua. Allah, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in hadith, the person who is asking Allah and calling him, then the Prophet says, and his clothing from haram, and his feeding from haram, and from haram, how Allah is going to answer him? So if we want to support our brothers, if we want to support them, not only in Palestine, in Gaza and Palestine, if we want to support our brothers in Kashmir, if we want to support our brother in India, if we want to support our brothers in Syria, and support, make the situation of our brothers in Pakistan and in Sudan make the situation better, the first thing we should do is make it repentance and make istighfar, and then comes the dua after, and iman, our aqidah should not be shaken, then come the dua, and then whatever we say after that, what we've been hearing, the media and the support and the financial support. But we have to know first that our aqidah should not be shaken, our iman should not be shaken, and then we have to renew our iman. We have to make istighfar and make repentance. Few ayat, inshallah, that will increase our iman. إِيَّمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Just Allah is telling us, for people, if their iman is shaken, if people are weakening a little bit, if people saying, why that happened? Why they did what they did? This is the time to support our brothers, not support to start making blames or get weakened or get scared. Allah says, if A wound, if wound touches you, then they have been touched by wounds the same as you. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These are the days, the authorities, the dominance. Allah alternated. It's not happening against Allah's rule. Allah alternate this dominance, these days, the power, who gets the power. And why Allah is doing that? He's telling us, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So Allah can have evidence of those who are truly believe, those who are truly have iman, or those who are iman will be shaken. لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And then Allah says, وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. Allah says, people are going to die, and He will take martyrs from you. When you say, oh, there's lots of people get killed, Allah is saying, Allah will take shuhada for Him. Allah will raise people high, give them the shahada. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not like the transgressors or the evildoers. Allah, either if we have the power or if we don't have the power, Allah does not like us to do transgression. So do not be transgressor no matter our situation is. This is what Islam teaches us. Transgression or being unjust or being evildoer is wrong. And either if we have the upper hand or if we have the lower hand, we stick to our Islamic principles. But Allah is telling us, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. But even if you are in a situation in the heart, you're weak, you are the superior. You are the superior one because of your iman. So our victory is with our iman, that our iman is not shaken. This is our victory, brothers and sisters. Allah is telling them, وَإِذْ جَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. They come to you from over you, from beneath you. وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْقُلُوبِ. That the vision start becoming blurry. Allah is describing the situation of the people in the Ghazwat al-Khandaq, the trench. When that was so hard, was zulzilu, they were shaken, zaghat al qulub. That people are having blurry vision. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. The heart started beating fast until it reached the throat. When somebody's heart beating, you feel like your heart is reaching the throat. Allah is describing how it was the situation of the people there. Allah knows even those little things. So Allah knows even those little details, knows what's happening, see what's happening. When He told Musa, "Inni ma'akuma asma'u wa ara," Allah told him, "I'm with you. I can hear and I can see." It just for us here is that iman should not be weakened. I'm repeating and I'm telling this is what Allah is telling us in the Quran. There's many ayat, just for the sake of time, that talks about this. Inshallah, just make our iman strong, and then it's the time to support our brothers. Actually, as we said, time to repent and make istighfar and support our brothers the way that we as much as we can. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا، اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم احفظ أولادنا وبناتنا وكل أولاد وبنات المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة وفي كل فلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم في كشمير وفي الهند وفي السودان وفي ليبيا، وفرج عن المسلمين في المغرب وكل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بأعداء المسلمين. اللهم منزل الكتاب، مجري السحاب، سريع الحساب، هازم الأحزاب، اهزمهم وانصر إخواننا عليهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم، اجعل تدميرهم في تدبيرهم يا رب العالمين، ورد كيدهم إلى نحورهم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. أقم الصلاة.